seemed like everything changes.
Sacred Heart, begin with that win. You're never surprised that the Irish win. I mean, maybe surprised they won that game by double digits. BDS, I'm sure they were surprised they got beat, their fans.
I was honestly expecting that to be a five-point ball game one way or the other. Obviously, we're pleased to see the Irish move into the championship of the Mudecas, but after I watched BDS play Monday, I was real concerned about this.
Oh, yeah.
Man, they played some pretty good basketball.
Well, you start a 6'3 senior among your five senior starters, you expect big things.
The Irish just kind of out-scrapped them on defense there in the second quarter, and it managed to open up that little bit of a gap and then just really never gave it up and stayed with them. What I was impressed most by was the way Sacred Heart kept their head on their shoulders, handled the basketball when they got into that real pressuring man-to-man defense in the second half. Didn't make a lot of stupid turnovers, held onto the ball, and got out of there with a nice win.
Yeah, they did a good job all the way around. This one today will be interesting to see. I've not seen Parkview play. I saw Johnson Brock way back early in the season. They're down in Fall City taking on the Tigers. Saw them play that night. Got one of their wins here, so we'll see what happens today.
Oh, I watched them play Monday, and the two players that impressed me, Maria Pastrello, number 20, a really, really quick little guard. She did a great job going head-to-head with Macy Richardson, back and forth, up and down the floor with Sterling. And then Aisha Dos Santos, she's a 6'1" senior, and she is probably the best ball handler on the team, believe it or not. It's 6'1". Manati does a good job, but this little Dos Santos does very well for a 6'1" ball player. John, let's go ahead and look at the starting lineups for this one. First of all, the Parkview Christian Patriots, they've got a good record going. They are 11-3 on the season. They'll go with Merrill Paul. Paul is a 5'11 sophomore. Isabella Manati, a senior at 5'10". Maria Pastrello, 5'6", and a junior. Sienna Ulrich is a 5'9 junior. And Aisha Dos Santos, a 6'1 senior ball handler. That's the starting five for Coach Vince Hensel of the Parkview Christian Patriots. And folks might recognize that name, Vince Hensel, the longtime sports information director at Peru State College. I worked with Vince for a lot of years with Peru State football. Always good to see our old friend Vince here, as he's now coaching Parkview Christian. Starting lineup for the Johnson Brock Eagles. They're coached by Coach Mitchell Atkinson. They'll go with Brooklyn Behrens. She's a sophomore. Kelly Rasmussen, the only senior in the starting lineup for the Eagles. Natalie Knippelmeyer is a junior. And then a pair of sophomores, Chloe Weiss and Taryn Ottoman, round out the starting five for Coach Atkinson. They are 10-2 on the season. 10-2, and again, as we mentioned a moment ago, they do own a 50-28 win over this Parkview Christian team. So it should be a lot of fun for those of us down in southeast Nebraska if we were to see a Johnson Brock Sacred Heart Championship game. That would be a lot of fun.
Break your heart, wouldn't it?
We'd enjoy that one for sure. Do want to welcome our listeners listening online at mscsports.net, especially those of you listening in the Lincoln area or Parkview Christian fans. We're glad to have you join us here tonight for our radio broadcast. We did a good job, I hope, anyway, of getting that information disseminated to all the folks up at Parkview Christian via Facebook. Again, if you're listening in and you do have friends outside the immediate listening area that might enjoy tonight's broadcast, that web address is mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live, and then from the drop-down box, select KLZA. That's us, Sunny 101.3, and you can listen to tonight's presentation of high school basketball for free anywhere in the world.
I'd like to start off by blessing the Parkview Patriot team. I don't see any long ponytails, and I see white numbers on black jerseys. I don't care. I can read them.
John and I, as we get older,
which is every day,
yeah,
getting older every single day,
we are seeing some pretty outrageous uniforms once in a while. The ones that earlier had dark maroon numbers on black. We've seen purple on black. We've seen black on purple. And it's done deliberately. They don't want
white
you to be
white.
Able to read them, so that when they scout on huddle, they can't read the numbers. We're ready to move into our second semifinal game, Class A of the Mudecas Tournament. The Parkview Christian Patriots, the Johnson Brock Eagles. Here's John Nixon.
Dos Santos steps into the center circle for the Patriots against Taryn Ottman for The Eagles and the ball controlled by the Patriots as Merrill Paul has it to start the ball game. Hand it off now to DeSantos. They'll run a little weave out top, working the ball around now to Pastrello. Continue that weave back and forth, side to side. Look to the post. Nobody there as it's a man-to-man defense by Johnson Brock, the home team of the scoreboard in this ball game. Working around, continue. They haven't got the ball inside the three-point line at this point. Now they do a shot of the way up, no good, but a whistle on traveling, called against Merrill Paul.
You don't see that often. Merrill Paul took a good three steps before she even tried to dribble the ball. It ran toward the basket with it.
You see it all the time. I watch the NBA once in a while.
Oh, yeah, well, okay.
The other way we go. Johnson Brock ball, Brooklyn Barons with it, passes off, gets it right back, does the sophomore. Now they look inside, now take it to the right side, short corner jumper up, no good. Put up there by
Knippelmeyer,
and the rebound brought down by the Patriots. Back out on the right side, DeSantos pulls up, shoots, across the rim, won't go. Rebound ends up in the hands of Hoffman, and here comes Johnson Brock to the front court with the basketball now. Rasmussen with it, right side, faking the shot, driving in, pulling up. Shot put up is blocked for Chloe Weiss, and out of there with it comes, for the moment, Parkview. Now they get it away. Good defense very quickly to break up any chance at a run. Ottoman, okay. Coming the other way, drive, and it's knocked away by Tarrant, and it's stolen away by Johnson Brock. Coming up the floor, and a three-pointer on the way is up. Off the mark, no good by Rasmussen. Rebound brought down by Weiss. And I didn't see who it was.
Natalie Knippelmeyer.
Knippelmeyer with the bucket, and Johnson Brock. They gave her a three on that.
Yes.
All right, three-pointer. So Johnson Brock up 3-0 to start the ball game. Here we go, back to the front court for Parkview. Hand the ball out top to Minotti. Minotti goes inside and a little layup down the middle to Merrill Paul. 3-2 at the 5:50 mark. To the front court comes Barons. Barons will pass it off against a 2-3 zone. Back out to the top now. Barons swing it left side in the wing. Now across through the paint, tip, stolen away, and the outlet up the floor and controlled ahead by the Patriots, and they throw it away. Stolen back by Rasmussen. Rasmussen up the left sideline. Slows it up, reverses it out of there to Parent. Cross court, right side of the hands of Weiss. Working around now again, looking to the corner. Down in that right corner, Knippelmeyer will load up a long one, fire it, no good. Rebound comes out long to Johnson Brock. Now in the hands of Rasmussen, back outside. It will be Knippelmeyer with it. Her pass to the middle, stolen away by Minotti. On the floor, on the run, through traffic, up, no good by Pastrello. And the rebound of the Eagles, and running the other way now, is going to be Barons all the way to the hole. Up, blocked for the whistle and a foul.
Barons will be at the line. She'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on Minotti. Isabella Minotti, her first personal, team foul number one on the Patriots. 4:51 to play first quarter, 3-2.
Barons, sophomore, and a lefty, ready, fire, got it. 4-2, Johnson Brock.
Substitutes in now for Johnson Brock. Brooklyn Buckmeyer into the lineup. Also, Anna Lillinus checks in.
Second free throw off the back iron is no good. Ulrich grabs a rebound, hands the ball forward. DeSantos to the front on the right side, gets it right back. Now she'll pass it off again there from there, and it's taken away, stolen by Barons. On the run, 2-on-2, 2-on-4, 3-on-4, and now we're all even, 5 apiece. Into Ottoman, kicks it back outside, and now around the perimeter with it goes Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer down in the corner to Lillinus. Anna. Back over, around the horn we go, swing it beyond the three-point line, down in the corner to Barons. Right side, dribbles in, floats it, left hand up, and was able to shot put it over the front edge for two more, and it's 6-2. Johnson Brock, little push shot, in the lane, down the lane, dishing it off for Paul. Couldn't get the shot away, back out, now cross court for three, it's up, it's off the mark. No good on the left side from Maneri. And Minotti, that is, rebound goes out of bounds on the far side. It's Eagle basketball. Timeout, Eagles leading 6-2. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategies. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska's soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
3:55 left, quarter number one. Johnson Brock leading 6-2 over the Parkview Christian Patriots here. It's going to be Eagles basketball. Coach Mitchell Atkinson took the timeout. Buckmeyer, Behrens, Knippelmeyer, Lowenis, and Ottoman on the floor now for
right.
Johnson Brock.
Side,
Knippelmeyer swinging around left side for Lowenis. Back to the top, over to the right again. Playing catch around the zone to Johnson Brock. Three ball loaded on the way up off the rim is no good by Buckmeyer. Rebound, fight for it, and it's going to come down to Lowenis. He saves it. Now to Behrens. Drives in, kicks it back out. Three ball, too long there by Lillinus, and an offensive rebound and a foul on the putback.
Ottoman tried to go up with the shot. She was fouled. The foul is going to be on Minotti. That's her second personal. Team foul number two on the Patriots.
Karen Ottoman, a 5'11 sophomore. She is a weapon for Johnson Brock. First one on the way up, in and out, no good. She'll get another one here. Checking in now will be Priscilla Cabrales, a 5'4 junior, in there for Minotti. 5'10 senior checks out with two quick fouls. Behrens ready. Excuse me, Ottoman ready. Up and got her. One out of two, and it's 7-2. Johnson Brock, the lead is 5. And quickly through traffic the other way, Pastrello back out to the top now, handed to her teammate out there. They play catch with it out there to Santos. Pass the ball around the Johnson Brock defense. A drive in and a shot up is no good by Pastrello.
Ottoman is owning the defensive boards here so far.
She is ahead. Behrens, left corner, drives in the paint, forces it up off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Cabrales. All those big girls out there, a short player on the floor gets the rebound. Isn't that the way it works? Funny sometimes. In the middle, mix it up. And now a drive down the lane. A finger roll won't go for Paul. Offensive rebound now saved in by the Patriots. Taken away again by Ottoman.
They thought they were going to take that ball away from Ottoman.
No. Ball pushed off the leg of one of the players. Ends up with Parkview driving up. Dos Santos all the way to the hole. Missed it. And the rebound scramble is won by Paul. She's going to, how far did she go? Ottoman. Ottoman with another rebound after about a mile and a half run in two steps. Here we go the other way. Up, no. Rebound off the miss. Off of Parkview. The shot was put up there by Knippelmeyer.
Back into the lineup now is Rasmussen, Chloe Weiss, and now in for the first time, Natalie Clark, the senior, checked into the lineup.
That's a lot of changes all
Ottoman
at once for me.
Absolutely is owning the defensive
yeah.
boards down here.
Inbound the ball, Johnson Brock to the right side wing. Three ball is short, no good by Rasmussen. Rebound and a foul as they pass the ball back underneath. Foul on Johnson Brock. Brooklyn Buckmeyer trying to get the quick-handed steal.
On Buckmeyer, her first personal, team foul number one. On the Eagles, a minute 55 to play in the first quarter, 7-2. Johnson Brock up by 5 here in the Mudeckis tournament, Beatrice City Auditorium.
Niabeth Luau, is that right? Am I close?
Yes.
All right. Into the game, a 5'9" sophomore. Skip it over the top. Now Luau's got it down in the corner. Passes it back out of there to the top to Santos. And here's a push shot for 3. Up, no good. The rebound brought down by Clark.
Clark's picking up where Ottoman left off under there.
Natalie Clark, a 5'10 senior. Over to the right side of the pass to Weiss. Down to the right corner, back to Weiss. Swing across the floor. Buckmeyer driving through the mid, through the circle at the free throw line. Now come back and now down in the corner on the left side deep. Buckmeyer cross court. And here's a shot, a lefty from the corner. Short, no good by Lillinus. Coming down to the rebound will be Parkview. They'll give the ball up there for Pastrello. Pastrello to the front. 1 minute to go. One bucket so far for Parkview. Take the ball on the left side. Now back out in the middle. Pastrello looking. Pass to the high post and a shot up and good for Minotti, who's back in there with the two fouls, and it's 7-4. To the front, Johnson Brock. 38 seconds to go in the quarter. Right side, it will be Buckmeyer. Dribbles out of there against the zone. Cross-court pass left side, and missing the pass with Johnson Brock. Loose ball, held ball, will stay on the Eagle end.
Coach Atkinson substituting freely here in what's still a pretty tight ball game. John 7-4 with 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. Lots of players seeing the floor here for the Eagles.
Merrill Paul in the ball game now for Dos Santos. She checks out of the ball game. Now in it comes Johnson Brock ball. Rasmussen with it. Rasmussen holds device.
Chloe Weiss was quite a little setter on this volleyball team. She's used to kind of running the show out there, point guard, having played setter.
10 seconds to go in the quarter. No urgency yet for the Eagles on the right side. Lillinus in the corner with 5-4. Give the ball back, and they're going to get a shot off. They don't. Johnson Brock lost track of the time on the clock. They lead it after one, 7-4. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is having an on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, January the 17th. Stop by the Max Rathman Conference Room between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. You can make an appointment by visiting redcrossblood.org and enter CMCFC. Or call Linda at 402-245-6704. Let's save some lives. The Community Medical Center on-campus blood drive, Tuesday, January 17th, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at the Max Rathman Conference Room.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Gatula, John Nixon back with you at the Beatrice City Auditorium. Live coverage of the 94th annual Mudeikis Basketball Tournament. 7-4, your Johnson Brock Eagles leading Parkview Christian as we move into the second quarter of action. Minotti handles the basketball. This is Petrello with the ball. Petrello guarded out here by Knippelmeyer, goes to the right side with it to Luol. Luol lobs inside to Paul. Back up to the top of the key, Minotti with the ball. Around to the left side, that's Cabrales. Cabrales kicks it left wing. From the left corner, a long three is up in and out of there, no good, and the rebound brought down by Ottoman. Ottoman outlet pass up court to Behrens. Behrens to the left wing. Baseline left side, this is Natalie Knippelmeyer with the basketball. Brooklyn Behrens around to the right side with it. Chloe Weiss handles the ball. Now again, Knippelmeyer with it between the rings. Behrens. Chloe Weiss right side looking inside the paint, wanting to get into Halle Rasmussen. No pass was there. Ottoman patrolling the baseline down there, just waiting for the basketball to be lobbed into her. Chloe Weiss works the right wing. Skip pass across court. Knippelmeyer tried to put it into Rasmussen. Basketball is stolen away. On the steal is Minotti. Minotti brings it into forecourt. Across court pass to the far side. Pastrello. Pastrello sets the offense. 7-4 your score. Johnson Brock up by 3. 6:49 to play here in the second quarter. Pastrello to the right side. Ball nearly taken away from Minotti. Now it comes into the corner. Luol, baseline left side. Luol can't get a shot. To Paul on the baseline. Luol for 3. It's in and out of there, and the rebound comes down, cleared away nicely by the Johnson Brock Eagles. Brooklyn Behrens down to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer couldn't get it. Behrens with a rebound. She's triple-teamed under there and did a good job of getting the ball out to Rasmussen. Now to the top of the key, Chloe Weiss with the basketball. Johnson Brock will reset the offense. Brooklyn Behrens, left side, comes to Chloe Weiss. Top of the key, Behrens. Thought about the shot. Again, to Chloe Weiss for three from the left side, off the rim, rebound Ottoman. Ottoman double-teamed under there in traffic, dribbles out into the corner, needs to clear the pass back to Natalie Knippelmeyer, top of the key. Around it comes to the left side. Chloe Weiss with the basketball. There's Natalie Knippelmeyer once again. She and Weiss play catch with it. Now Helly Rasmussen on the left wing. They can't get inside the paint. Here's Knippelmeyer for three. Got it. Natalie Knippelmeyer with her second three of the night. She's got 6 points. And the Eagles are up by six, 10-4. Into forecourt, Maria Pastrello. Pastrello, the point guard to the right side. Minotti down to Luol in the corner. Luol finds Paul on the baseline under the basket. Merrill Paul, they cleared all the way back up top again to Pastrello. Pastrello driving, lay-in, up and no. Couldn't get it, and once again, Ottoman has the rebound. Boy, I'll tell you, Taryn Ottoman is just tearing him up under there. Ottoman, down court pass, it comes. Chloe Weiss will set the offense. On the right side is Brooklyn Behrens with the ball. Around Natalie Knippelmeyer, left wing. Behrens has it again. Lob pass inside. Rasmussen. She's double-teamed. Rasmussen trapped down there to Chloe Weiss at the free throw circle. Inside the paint. Rasmussen, turnaround shot. No. Rebound Ottoman. Follow shot put back up and good. Taryn Ottoman with her first field goal of the night. She has 3 points. Timeout taken by the Patriots with 4:44 to go here in the second quarter. 12-4. Eagles up. Is it not a timeout?
Well, I thought he called timeout. They're not going to take one.
Well, what in the world?
Do that.
Why is there a stoppage in play then?
I think the referee thought he called timeout, but he was apparently signaling to his players.
Well, we got a host of substitutions in for both teams, and there was no timeout. Well, you don't see that every day.
Huh.
4:44 to play in the first half, 12-4. Eagles up by eight. Patriots basketball. They bring it into forecourt, baseline left side, a floater up and off, no good. Rebound, Buckmeyer had it for a moment and got it back and flipped it out to her teammate, Lilliness. Anna Lilliness pushes the ball into forecourt to the right side. Natalie Knippelmeyer on the dribble. Brooklyn Buckmeyer at the top of the key between the rings to the left side. Ottoman tried to put it inside the cart. Ball is stolen away on the steal. Fast break coming the other direction. Ball is loose on the floor for a minute. No shot. Now Paul gets it. She had an open look from 10, didn't take it.
That was a great play by Ottoman from behind, knocking that ball loose.
Three from the right corner, up and off, no good. Clark is there for the rebound. Good job on the boards by Natalie Clark to pull that one down. 4 minutes to play here in the second quarter, 12-4. Eagles up by eight. Clark in the paint. Lilliness, a long two from the left side. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Cabrelas. Cabrelas gets the outlet pass out to Minotti. Minotti across court to Dos Santos. Dos Santos with the basketball. Left side baseline. Driving. Little floater up from the left side. Up and good.
That's going to be Pastrello.
Pastrello got that one. Number 20 down in the corner. Maria Pastrello. 12-6. The lead is six once again for the Eagles. Lilliness on the right wing, up to Buckmeyer between the rings, top of the key. Finds Natalie Knippelmeyer on the near side on the wing, across court pass again. Brooklyn Buckmeyer handles it on the right side. Holds the ball above her head, tried to lob it into Ottoman. Ball is loose. Clark goes after the loose basketball. Possession arrow stays with the Eagles. 3:14 to go first half. 12-6 if you're just checking in. Johnson Brock leading Parkview Christian, trying to fight their way into the championship game where they would face the Sacred Heart Irish. That'll be an 8:15 game, I think, tomorrow night, or 8:30, somewhere in there. 8:30. Inbound pass to Knippelmeyer. Ball tipped away. Buckmeyer comes up with it. Now into the corner, Lilliness. Lilliness picks up her dribble, feeds Buckmeyer, deep baseline right side. Buckmeyer spin move, can't put a shot up, across court pass. Lilliness, open look for two from the left side, off the back of the iron, no. Clark tips it out of there, and the rebound brought down, then stolen back by Buckmeyer. Feeds it to Lilliness, to Clark in the paint, shot is up and good. Clark with the basketball, with the basket. Lilliness got involved. Timeout of the four, 2:49 to play in the first half. 14-6, Eagles up. We're back in 30 on Sunny 101.3. Blue, we're okay there, John.
Yeah.
2:49 to go here in the first half, 14-6. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading Parkview Christian here in the semifinals of the girls' Class A Eudeckis basketball tournament in Beatrice. The Eagles, as we mentioned, they already own a 50-28 win over this team in a game played in that holiday tournament at Weeping Water back on December 30th. Johnson Brock out to a pretty good start here. Inbound the pass, tosses into Dos Santos. Dos Santos, a cross-court pass, goes to Petrello. Petrello on the left side, feeds it inside the paint. Menotti, shot is up, it's short. Buckmeyer has the rebound. Brooklyn Buckmeyer comes up with the basketball across the timeline, gives it over on the right side. Finds Rasmussen, skip pass, left side, Chloe Weiss, top of the key, back up to Behrens. Behrens finds Chloe Weiss. Now Buckmeyer deep in the corner, baseline left side of the basket, dribbles to the top of the key between the free throw circles and hands the ball to Behrens. Here's Buckmeyer for a three from the corner left side. That's off, no good, but the rebound comes down to Rasmussen. She kicks it back to Chloe Weiss in the corner right side, up to the top to Rasmussen. Baseline right side, Brooklyn Behrens with the basketball. Very patient offense here now by Johnson Brock, just working the basketball methodically out around the outside of that three-point perimeter. Not able to penetrate inside, but not needing to. Up by eight with under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Now Rasmussen dribbles into the paint, puts a shot up off the glass, no good. Buckmeyer with the rebound, saves it from going out of bounds, tips it in, and Chloe Weiss chases down the basketball out near midcourt. Weiss to the right side to Buckmeyer in the corner, baseline right side to the near side. Pass tipped away and stolen with the steal. Petrello driving lay-in up and good. Maria Petrello got the steal. She's got 4 points, and the lead is back to six. Coach Atkinson didn't look happy about that one, John. In the paint, Chloe Weiss to the right side. Here's Brooklyn Buckmeyer with a shot that's up and off, no good. A tie on the rebound, and the possession arrow points toward the Patriots. Into the ballgame now for Parkview Christian, Sienna Ulrich.
I missed that last bucket down here, Randy. I was checking
for
something out for Parkview.
That was probably Maria Pastrello. She's got 4 points
right,
now.
Okay.
She made the breakaway lay-in on the layup. All right, Dos Santos with the basketball across the timeline. Oh, she had it against her body there for a minute and carried it. Dos Santos hands the ball up again to Pastrello. Maria had the steal a minute ago and got the breakaway lay-in. Over to the left elbow, Cabrales lobs inside with it. Dos Santos, right side, Pastrello in traffic. She has the ball stripped away and stolen. Weiss comes up with the basketball into forecourt, gives it up to Behrens to the right side. Ellie Rasmussen for two. Shot is up and off, won't go. Rebound, Ulrich. Ulrich is tied up. Possession arrow stays with Johnson Brock. Eagles might want to think about one shot here, John. We're down to 41 seconds to go. They're up by six, 14-8. Inbounding, it'll be Brooklyn Behrens on the baseline left side into Clark underneath the basket. Oh, point blank range. It was a bunny and it wouldn't go.
That was a good shot.
Missed a bunny on the baseline. Dos Santos on the dribble. Down quickly, Pastrello with the basketball. On the left side of the lane, Buckmeyer picked her up there and prevented her from getting to the hoop with it. Back up top to Dos Santos. Maria Pastrello, top of the Pastrello, that rather is, on the top of the key. Lob pass all the way into the corner, down deep baseline, left side. Dos Santos for three, short off the front of the rim. Rebound fought for, is tipped away out of bounds off of Dos Santos. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball.
12 seconds left in this first half, and 6-point Eagle lead.
Behrens down court. Is she aware of the time? Brooklyn Behrens, 8 seconds, 7 seconds into the corner. Rasmussen, top of the key with five. Behrens will launch a long three that's off the rim. Rebound, follow shot up, bounces, she got it. Basket counts. The follow shot was put in by Ellie Rasmussen, and the Eagles got a bucket at the buzzer, and they go into the half up by eight. Our halftime score, Johnson Brock 16 and Parkview Christian 8. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring wrap. That's coming after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the Beatrice City Auditorium down at the corner of 4th and Ella Street in downtown Beatrice. Live coverage of the 94th annual Mudecas basketball tournament underway here on Sunny 101.3. It's halftime. Your Johnson Brock Eagles leading Parkview Christian 16-8. And it's time now for the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home, far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now with a look at all the first half numbers, here's John Nixon.
For Parkview in the first half, they're led by Maria Pastrello. She had 4 points and a couple of hoops in the first half. Isabel Minotti with two and Merrill Paul with two for their total of 16. They have not attempted a free throw in the ball game. They have two fouls on Isabel Minotti, and nobody else has committed a foul so far for Parkview. For the Johnson-Brock Eagles in the first half, Natalie Knippelmeyer with a couple of long ones for 6 points in the first half, three for Brooklyn Barons, 2 points for Hallie Rasmussen, 3 points for Taryn Ottoman to go along with Ivgetter for six rebounds, and two more for Natalie Clark. Johnson-Brock, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line in the first half of our ball game here this evening at the Beatrice City Auditorium. It's game two of the A division of the Mudecas tournament semifinal. Johnson-Brock leading at halftime 16-8 over Parkview Christian Patriots. So that's where we're at halftime, 16-8. Right now, we'll take a 2-minute break, then we'll check in with the weather, see if it's going to warm back up. A little chilly today. We'll warm it back up, hopefully, for the next few days, it sounds like. And we'll hear from more of our sponsors. Be sure to thank them for helping us bring you high school basketball along the way. We can't do it without them. We'll be back here in just a few minutes with second half action on Sunny 101.3.
Finding quality health care can be challenging. Nemaha County Hospital takes pride in providing a high level of care and information to their patients. With a caring, qualified staff, warm, welcoming atmosphere, and beautiful state-of-the-art facility, Nemaha County Hospital is where to turn when you or a loved one needs care or information of one's health. Your Nemaha County Hospital in Auburn provides quality care every time.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
Exercising more, eating better,
quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS Insurance office to see how we can help.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 70. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 35. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 21. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Saturday with daytime highs approaching 47. 55 Sunday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Frontier Bank would like to take this opportunity to thank the people who care for our community's health. The doctors, nurses, and medical staff who are always there working to make us well. Our local healthcare professionals are dedicated to improving the quality of our lives through good health. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back once again to the Beatrice City Auditorium for our continuing coverage of the 94th Annual Mudecas Basketball Tournament. I'm Randy Gatula, tonight working alongside John Nixon. Glad to have you tuned in for high school basketball. We've got another one coming up after this over on the boys' side in the B Division. The Pawnee City Indians taking on Exeter Milligan. That game's scheduled for a 7 o'clock tip-off, so we'll wrap this thing up here at the City Auditorium, pack up all of our toys, and I'll head across the street, and we'll move to the Beatrice Middle School for our nightcap tonight. Don't forget, we'll be back on the air on Sunny 101.3 here tomorrow night for the championship and the third-place game in the Girls A Division. Third-place consolation game tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. That will feature Bruning Davenport Shickley versus the let me look at this. Maybe not.
What?
I'm trying to figure out what we're doing tomorrow. I'm going to have the championship game
girls.
In the girls,
yeah,
but we may not have the third place on.
If Johnson Brock wins, you only have one game tomorrow.
Yes, I'll only have one tomorrow night. It'll be Johnson Brock and Sacred Heart, 8:15. That'll be here in the City Auditorium, an 8:15 tip-off. Usually the 8:15 game is more like 8:30, 8:45, but by the time you get to the end of the day's games, it's a little bit behind things. But it's scheduled for 8:15. Sacred Heart versus the winner of this Johnson Brock Parkview Christian game, and that'll be for the Girls A Division Championship, and you'll hear it live right here on Sunny 101.3.
You want me to pull for Johnson Brock then so you don't get overworked tomorrow?
Well, I got a lot of friends over at Johnson. I wouldn't hardly do anything else, would we? We have friends in Lincoln also.
I'd hate to see you get overworked.
Yeah, that's for sure. Ready to move to third quarter action, and here with your play-by-play once again, Sunny 101.3's John Nixon.
All right, Randy. ready to go here, and we'll see if we... Yeah, right. We're going to talk about halftime. Not many whistles. We had three total fouls called that first half. We like that. Not many free throws. The game is moving along at a pretty good pace. It's Patriots basketball to start this third quarter. They're looking to post up on the inside against the Johnson Brock zone, but so far the Eagles doing a good job keeping them out of that middle. Now it goes to the high post, and a held ball will go to Johnson Brock as the pass goes to the free throw line to Merrill Paul. And Ottoman reaches in and says, can I have a piece of that?
Taryn Ottoman is strong enough. She just reached in on Merrill Paul and just took the basketball away from her.
Here come the Eagles. Brooklyn Barron to the front court, facing a 2-1-2 zone, it looks like here. And now swinging around to the top, now over to the left side, and a three ball on the way up and off the mark. No good by Kniffelmeyer. Long rebound out to Brooklyn Barron's on the right side. The high post to Ottoman. Taken away, loose ball picked up by Minotti. Minotti gives the ball ahead to DeSantos. DeSantos back to Minotti, back to DeSantos. Right side of the floor, back to the midcourt circle. DeSantos plays catch with Pastrello. Pastrello passes off and now gets it right back. They've been playing Pastrello down on the baseline that whole first half, and she would get the ball and fire it quickly without setting her feet. And now they get the ball to her out of the point. She drives down the lane, floats it up with the left hand, and got her to go. She now has 6 points, and it is 16-10. Johnson Brock by six. Front court basketball to Kniffelmeyer. Right side. With Miss Fischel would move, I tell you who that was. With the ball.
Rasmussen.
Boy, he's a good blocker. Down in the right corner, the ball moves around. Now Rasmussen with it, her pass knocked away, stolen by Petrillo. Layup good at the other end. A steal and back-to-back hoops, 16-12.
You know, John, you had to kind of feel like Johnson Brock's got this game under control, and all of a sudden you look up and it's a 4-point ball game.
Yeah, doesn't take very long. With the ball, right side of the circle now, Hallie Rasmussen. Moving back to the left side, high post, Ottoman. Ottoman kicks it out of there, a three-pointer on the way, up, too strong, no good there by the Eagles, by Kniffelmeyer. On the run the other way, here comes Parkview, layup through traffic. Minotti, she's got her second hoop. Coach Atkinson's seen enough. Timeout, Johnson Brock, up by two, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hey, Bart, here it is, a brand new year. What does Farm and City Supply have to offer in the new year?
Well, Duggar, first we'd like to offer our thanks to all of our patrons, past, present, and future. We look forward to continued successes for everybody, and we'd like to invite you into Farm and City Supply, where we've got the greatest selection of farm, hardware, clothing there is around.
You can find it, folks. It's on North 73 Highway, Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, Coach Mitchell Atkinson had seen enough here. 5:42 to play in this third quarter. We've only played slightly more than 2 minutes of the third period. Parkview Christian has come out here and reeled off six straight points. Johnson Brock had an 8-point advantage, 16-8 at halftime, and suddenly it's a 2-point basketball game, 16-14. Johnson Brock needs to find a way to get some points, Josh.
Well, the zone is working well for Parker. They're keeping the ball away from Taryn Ottoman, but she's only got one field goal in the ball game, but the Eagles need to get her the ball somehow and let her work and keep Parker from running. Here's full court pressure. And there is a foul.
Dos Santos will be called for the personal. Aisha Dos Santos, her first personal. Team foul number one of the half on Parkview Christian.
Inbounding in front of the scorer's table will be Johnson Brock. It comes in. Rasmussen, or excuse me, that's 30-20. Chloe Weiss brings it in. Now on the right side, Kniffelmeyer passes off. They try to get it into Ottoman. Throw it away. And Parkview in a run out at the other end. Layup hits the bottom of the backboard. Out of bounds, they say it goes off Barron's out of bounds. It'll be Parkview basketball.
You all had a foot out there when the ball came down. But...
All right, inbounding will be from the baseline for Dos Santos. Looks the ball in there, and a three-pointer up for the lead. No good there by Minotti. Offensive rebound, and now driving in Dos Santos. Shoots, misses everything. And the loose ball picked up by Knippelmeyer. Throws the ball ahead for Rasmussen. Pulls up, shoots, and hits a two-pointer. Rasmussen with her second basket. And now it's 18-14. Johnson Brock at the five-minute mark of the third quarter.
Lady Eagles needed that basket, John.
Quickly the other way we go. Minotti with the ball. Plays catch out top to Santos. Now over at Niobe Luol. Luol to DeSantis, drives in, takes the ball to the far side, three-pointer, up, no good by Pastrello. Rebound weak side by Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer ahead, left corner, Barron shoots the three ball up, short, across the rim. Rebound, Ottoman, hands the ball off, shot a ball, short right corner, up is no good that time by Vine.
Kind of like to see Ottoman go right back up with that one there. She's under the basket. She had size advantage on the girl defending her.
To the front court comes Parkview. They go to the high post and walking down the lane. Up over the front edge is Merrill Paul, and it's 18-16 as the bucket is good.
That's quite a stroll that Paul takes down through the lane, isn't it?
It is. Ottoman, free throw circle, kicks it back out. Three ball on the way up. Too strong, no good. And the rebound, Pastrell and Johnson Brock girls have fell in love with the three-point attempts, but they're not making them. Giving the Patriots a chance to run the other way, and they're taking advantage of it. At the other end, ball dropped, picked up by Johnson Brock by Rasmussen. Held ball this time will stay on the near end with the Patriots.
Well, Maya, both Luol mishandled that pass over there. Rasmussen did a good job of diving in and tying her up going after the basketball. 3:36 to play third quarter. It's a two-point basketball game. 18-16, Johnson Brock clinging to a two-point advantage.
All right, it will be Patriot ball looking for a tie or the lead here with a long ball. Off the right side with it, Luol. Down in the right corner, driving in there, Minotti elevates, and a foul is going to be called on the Eagles. Looks like Buckmeyer.
Foul is going to be on Brooklyn Buckmeyer. On Buckmeyer, that is her second personal team foul, number one of the half on Johnson Brock.
She has all the team fouls in the game. Free throw up, free throw good. We've got a one-point ball game now, as Minotti has five in the ball game.
Chance to tie this puppy up with 3:22 to go in the third.
Second free throw coming up here for the senior on the way. No good. Barron's rebound comes out, hits her in the chest, and guess where that come from? She's in traffic, throws it up with the left hand, off balance, no good. Got her own rebound, takes it out to the side, and now it goes to Ottoman. She thought about loading up a three ball to the corner, Lillinus, and back out top to Barron's. Barron's driving with the left hand. Lillinus again, left wing. Back out top now into Ottoman. There you go. Turn around in the lane up. Short, no good, but a foul, and that'll be number three on Minotti.
Darren Ottoman will be at the line to shoot two shots for Johnson Brock. As you said, John, that's Minotti's third personal. Team foul number two on the Patriots.
Ottoman, 1-for-2 at the free throw line in the ball game. Up and rattles and bangs. It hit just about everywhere there was a hit on the iron, but it fell in. Not what sure she said when she walked by the referee, but I don't think it was good.
I don't think so.
Second free throw on the way up and got that one. And it's now 20-17, Johnson Brown.
Pretty sure she wasn't wishing him a happy new year.
I don't think so. Wasn't even happy birthday. Across the floor we go, right side, back to the ballgame. DeSantis takes the ball to the near left side to Pastrello. They're going to the north end here in the second half. And a drive through traffic up off the glass. No, Ottoman comes up with the rebound as he gets batted around. She'll get the ball ahead and now cross court, knocked away. Good recovery by Paul, hustling back for the Patriots.
Johnson Brock would probably like to see their passing be a little bit crisper than it has been here. It's had some...
good word for it.
Yeah, it's crisp.
They look to get it into Ottoman. Instead, they bring it in for Buckmeyer. Her shot is off the mark. Ottoman runs it down, comes up with a loose ball. And now it's Barron's with the basketball. Barron's on the left side, takes the pass from Lillinus. That's going to be not a hell ball. Are you kidding?
My.
Out for two, up and good. Knippelmeyer, Randy, I have not seen a ball held that long in a long time.
Without a whistle.
Yes.
Knippelmeyer got the two there.
DeSantis to the front with 2 minutes to go through traffic now. Pastrello DeSantos, Pastrello, they play catch.
Well, after letting the Patriots get within one at 18-17, Johnson Brock has reeled off four straight points.
Ball thrown off the back of a leg of a Johnson Brock player. The ball is loose, and the held ball will go to Johnson Brock.
All right, Clark back into the ball game. Rasmussen checks back in, and so does Weiss now for Johnson Brock. Coach Vince Hensel for the Parkview Christian Patriots, exchanging pleasantries with the official here on the sideline.
I'm pretty sure you're not going to win the argument.
Never seen one win one yet.
Come the other way. And now a three ball up and off the front. No good by Rasmussen. Rebound grabbed up there by Knippelmeyer. Cross court we go with the ball to Buckmeyer. Drives in, shoots on the flat iron. No. Rebound to Weiss. Weiss back out top with it. And now she gets it right back on the left wing. Drives in around the corner we go. Back to the top to Knippelmeyer. 1:10 to play in the quarter.
Do you start to think about playing for one here at the end of the quarter, up by five?
It's a long time the way this is going to hold that ball. Here's a drive into the paint, down the lane, underneath, up, no good, but a whistle and a foul will put Johnson Brock at the line in the person of Chloe Weiss.
Foul's going to be on Nyabak Luol. Luol's first personal, team foul number three on the Patriots.
At the line, Chloe Weiss for the first time tonight. She sets, she fires, it's up, it's good. 5-4 sophomore makes it a 6-point lead again.
Here's Sienna Ulrich back into the lineup now. Ulrich comes in to replace Luol.
6-point lead. I believe that matches our biggest lead of the game. Second one on the way up. And now it's a 7-point lead. 24-17, Johnson Brock.
Hey, we're up by 8 at halftime, 16-8.
Right. Okay. I've lost track now. 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Parkview basketball out top. They swing it to the left side now for Ulrich. Back around to the right side to Cabrales, who's in the game. High post with it again, Ulrich. Out Cabrales, skips it across to Santos. Tried to back in, cut off, drives in, and a blocking foul on Natalie Carr, kind of standing there minding her own business, got ran into.
That was an effortless foul by Natalie Clark. She was just kind of standing by and taking up space under there.
She must have had a guilty look when the player went by and hit her. DeSantos at the line for the first time in the ballgame, the 6'1 senior. It's in, it's out. She has not scored in the ballgame for Parkview.
In this entire ballgame, Parkview Christian is 1 out of 3 at the free throw line. They didn't shoot any free throws in the whole first half.
DeSantos ready again with 28 seconds to go in the quarter. It's on the way up and got that one. And it's now 24-18. Johnson Brock with the lead. 22 point game win, is that what we decided a couple weeks ago? I forgot the score, but
50-28.
Yeah. So this one a better match tonight so far here at Beatrice.
10 seconds.
Take the ball to the left side with it with a dribble. It's going to be Weiss over to the right side. Three ball on the way. No good by Knippelmeyer. Rebound of the Eagles. A putback off the glass. No good to the buzzer for Hallie Rasmussen. After three, Johnson Brock 24, Parkview 18. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, we've got 8 minutes left to play in regulation in this Class A semifinal of the MUDECAS tournament. 24-18, your Johnson Brock Eagles up by six. They led at halftime 16-8. Winner of this one earns the right to face the Sacred Heart Irish in the Class A championship tomorrow night at 8:15. Game that you'll hear live here on Sunny 101.3. All right, back to live action. Parkview Christian with the basketball. Pastrello at the top of the key to the right side. Dos Santos. Dos Santos back up top. Pastrello, they play catch with it. Dos Santos, 12-foot jumper up and good for two. Dos Santos, her first field goal of the night. And it's a four-point basketball game, 24-20. Johnson Brock now comes on the attack offensively. Natalie Knippelmeyer, top of the key, right side, Chloe Weiss. Weiss holds the ball for a moment. She and Knippelmeyer play catch with it. Now over to the left side, Brooklyn Behrens handles the ball. Behrens with a little spin, a little pirouette on the left elbow. Collides down there with Paul in the corner. Underneath it goes to Ottoman. The pass tipped away by Dos Santos and grabbed up by Paul. Dos Santos will bring the ball up the court.
Right idea.
Four-point basketball game, 24-20, 7:10 to go in the contest. Pastrello puts it inside the paint, moving toward the hoop. They kick it to the left wing. Pastrello for three, top of the key, off the rim, no. Rebound, Ottoman. Ottoman out to Weiss. Two on one, fast break. Chloe Weiss driving layup over the top of the backboard, but she was fouled.
Foul will go on Maria Pastrello. Her first, team foul number four of the half on Parkview.
Chloe Weiss is 2 for 2 from the line tonight. She has 2 points. These free throws are kind of important here with a four-point basketball game and still 7 minutes to go. Chloe Weiss shooting two. The first free throw is on the way up and no, rolled around. It took a long time to decide to bounce out of there, John.
It did.
It was in there three times.
But a third bounce took it out.
Yeah. Chloe Weiss will have a second attempt coming. Takes aim, launches the shot. This one is up, and it's good. That one, no doubt, right down the middle. Weiss has 3 points now, and it's 25-20. The lead is back to five, but this is a contested ball game. Very close here. Pastrello with it at the top of the key. Dos Santos on the left wing. Finds Isabella on the right side, underneath baseline. They kick it into the corner, across court, Dos Santos. Dos Santos, free throw line, in the paint, driving layup, collides with Ottoman. Pass is taken, falls down, rebound brought down by Chloe Weiss. My goodness, a lot of collision, a lot of contact under there. Chloe Weiss across the timeline, directing traffic with one hand, dribbling with the other. Pass comes to the right elbow, Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens picks up her dribble, feeds right back to Chloe Weiss. Bounce pass underneath Ottoman in traffic, guarded by Paul. Shot is up, Ottoman off, no good. It sat there forever and wouldn't fall in. Rebound, Cabrales. Cabrales out to Dos Santos. 6 minutes to go in the ballgame, 25-20. Johnson Brock up by five here in the semifinals. Dos Santos handles the ball on the left wing to the top of the key. Pastrello. Pastrello. Dos Santos for three. Off the rim, no. And the rebound underneath, taken down by Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens pushes it down court. She's got Knippelmeyer out ahead of her. Driving layup. Behrens whistle and a foul. And we're going to put Brooklyn Behrens at the line to shoot two shots.
Foul will go on Pastrello, her second, team foul number five. That's a good play by Behrens. Both the defenders underneath were looking at Ottoman across the lane, not paying attention. They got lucky to recover and foul her.
Brooklyn Behrens, one out of two from the line tonight from the free throw line. The lefty puts the first one up. It's off, no good. Brooklyn has 3 points in tonight's contest. She had a field goal and a free throw back in the first quarter. Here she'll have a second shot coming. Her team up by five, 25-20, with 5:45 to go in the ballgame. Second shot is up. This one is good. Brooklyn Behrens hits the second of two. She has 4 points. The lead is back to six once again with 5:41 to go in the ballgame. Pastrello to the right side to Cabrales. Skip pass across Dos Santos on the left wing. Dos Santos up again to Pastrello. Now inside the paint, moving to the hoop, and whistle, and what do we got? A foul on the floor?
Clark got her foot underneath on the drive, and that's going to be number two on Natalie Clark. She took one step, and her foot got underneath the ball handler's foot.
Dos Santos will inbound it. Into the corner, left side. Wait a minute. She stepped on the outside.
There's that magic line.
Yeah, we saw that three or four times in the Sacred Heart game Monday, John. They got caught over there. That time it was Minotti stepping.
First time today.
First time tonight, yes. Full court pressure now by the Patriots. Knippelmeyer in backcourt on the dribble. She works one-on-one against Dos Santos. Gets it across the timeline. Clock down to 5:19 to go here. On the right side, handling the ball right wing. Rasmussen in traffic has it stolen away. Fast break going the other direction all the way for the lay-in, up and good. Getting the lay-in is Pastrello. She now is in double figures, has 10 points. Back to a four-point ball game. Johnson Brock just kind of letting the Patriots stay in this thing. Traveling's going to be called on the Eagles. Another turnover. And Parkview Christian is not going away here, John, just because they lost 50-28 in December. They're within 4 points here with 4:56 to go in the contest, 26-22. Inside the paint, they feed it up top to Dos Santos. Pastrello, left side, Paul. Paul can't get the baseline. Good job by Knippelmeyer on defense. They kick it out to the right side. Open look for two from the right wing. Up and off, no good. Rebound pulled down out of the traffic by Behrens. We've got a player down at the far end of the floor here. One of the Parkview Christian players is shaken up on the far end. It's 5-on-4. Knippelmeyer, free throw line, jump shot up and off, no good. Rebound, Ottoman, follow shot, Ottoman. Got her own rebound, follow shot, Ottoman. Whistle and a foul, and we'll put Taryn Ottoman to the free throw line. She'll be shooting two shots for Johnson Brock.
Minotti came down here, and she landed and hit the back of her head. She may probably ought to come out.
I think she's going to probably leave the ball game here. She hit her head pretty hard. And they're going to have to replace her. Free throw on the way for Ottoman. Up and good. These free throws are big here, John. I mean, this game is very much in doubt with 4:22 to go.
Oh, yeah. Ottoman's got, I've got her 11 rebounds in the ball game now.
Well, she's been doing the job. She'll have another shot coming here. Her team up by four now. Johnson Brock leads 26-22 with 4:22 to go. Second shot is up and good also. It's a five-point lead now, 27-22. On the dribble across the timeline, Pastrello.
28-22. That scored all right.
Okay. At the top of the key is Pastrello with the basketball. What is the score?
28-22.
Okay, there we go. Here's Pastrello in the paint, driving layup. No, kicks it to the left wing instead. Back up to the top of the key and round to Dos Santos. Dos Santos on the right wing finds Cabrelas. Cabrelas, Pastrello on the left side. Guarding Pastrello is Weiss into the paint. Kicks it out to Dos Santos. She wants to get to the baseline. Dos Santos driving layup. Got it. That was Dos Santos.
Give her five in the game. It's a four-point lead.
28-24. Johnson Brock with a four-point lead. Still 3 minutes, 38 seconds to play in the ball game. Taryn Ottoman on the right side down to Brooklyn. Buckmeyer in the corner. Buckmeyer across court. Now to the right side, Ottoman. Ottoman tries to drive the baseline. Dos Santos tips the ball out of her hand, knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay with Johnson Brock. Eagles will play it in. Baseline right side under their own basket. Chloe Weiss will inbound it. Timeout taken on the floor with 3:26 to go in the ballgame. It's 28-24. Johnson Brock up by four. Don't go away. We'll be back with the exciting conclusion of this one after this 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you here at the City Auditorium in Beatrice.
You're listening to Medeca's Tournament for the 94th year. We're on Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Fall City, and Auburn tonight.
We were trying to figure out Monday night when the girls' tournament started here. I think girls' basketball started up in around 78 or 79. I'm not sure if they had a tournament the first year for Medeca's girls or if they waited a year or two to get it started, but the girls have been playing out here for a long time also, something in excess of 40 years, I'm sure of that. But it's the 94th annual. Used to be as many as five or six classes out here in this thing.
1984 is the first girls' champion listed.
Okay. 28-24. Johnson Brock up by four. 3:25 on the clock. Eagles basketball. Ottoman in the paint. Shot is up. She got it. And she is fouled. Taryn Ottoman got the turnaround shot. That's only her second field goal of the night. She got it to fall, and she drew the foul.
Merrill Paul, the 5'11 sophomore, called for the foul. Her first team foul, number
7 of the half, so Johnson Brock in the bonus for the rest of the game.
Now, Taryn Ottoman at the line. She has hit 5 out of 6 from the free throw line tonight. She's made 5 in a row after missing her first one. Ottoman's free throw is on the way. It's up, and it is good. Taryn Ottoman with a big 3 points there for her team. With Johnson Brock back up by 7, 31-24. At midcourt, maybe an over and back violation. No whistle. There's a 3 on the way from the right side. This out of the back of the rim, and the rebound to Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman just keeps doing the job down there on the defensive board. Boy, she's got a lot of defensive rebounds in this ballgame. Taryn Ottoman with the basketball on the right elbow. Takes the left-handed dribble to the top of the key. Gives it across to Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer to the right side. Now handling it is Brooklyn Behrens. Brooklyn Buckmeyer, Brooklyn Behrens. They're trying to give me a tongue-tied here. 2:45 to go. Timeout taken. Johnson Brock. It's 31-24. The Eagles are up by 7. Coach Mitchell Atkinson took the timeout. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Live from the 94th Annual Mudecas Basketball Tournament, you're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to the Beatrice City Auditorium, the site of the Mudecas Basketball Tournament. Randy Gatula, John Nixon with you tonight. Don't forget, we've got another game coming up later around 7 o'clock. It'll be the boys' Class B Division semifinal between Exeter Milligan and Pawnee City. That game over from the Beatrice Middle School across the street. We'll be packing up our toys here at the City Auditorium and running across the street and setting up for that one. All right, Johnson Brock will have the basketball with 2:45 to go. Inbound pass lobbed into Ottoman. They turn it over on the inbound pass with the steal. Dos Santos in backcourt. Dos Santos, a cross-court pass, Pastrello. Pastrello in a hurry to the top of the key on the right wing. Into the corner, baseline left side, driving in, reverse lay-in up. Walked away nicely by... blocked by Behrens, and the ball brought down by Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer into forecourt. That was great defense by the Eagles under there. Ottoman with the basketball now. A reach-in foul is going to be called on the Patriots.
1-1.
Minotti, I believe.
That will be her fourth foul of the ball game. Team foul number 8 or 9.
Taryn Ottoman at the line. She'll be shooting 1-1 here. That was the 18th foul. Ottoman. Takes aim, front end of the 1-1. She launches the shot. It's up. It's good. Taryn Ottoman has made a bucketful. She's had 7 in a row after missing her first one.
That's 10 points.
Yeah, double figures now. Second shot coming up. Taryn Ottoman, it's up and good also. Got them both. Boy, she's been a free throw machine here in the second half.
She's got just as many points now. She does rebounds.
All right, it's 33-24. Back up by 9 now is Johnson Brock. There's a pass in that's going to be kicked off the foot of Chloe Weiss. It'll stay with the Patriots. Anna Lillenis checks in now, replacing Helly Rasmussen with 2:12 to go in the ballgame. The lead is back to 9. You feel a little bit better here for Johnson Brock. It got a little bit sticky there for a while when it got down to 1, John. All right, top of the key. With it is Pastrello. Pastrello holds the ball between the rings. Very patient here for 2 minutes to go and down by 9. Pastrello still with the ball around to the right wing. Cabrera's, Pastrello. Now Dos Santos tries to penetrate. Here's a 3 from the corner left side that's in and out. Rebound try for follow shot. Put back up. Whistle and a foul. And we're going to put Priscilla Cabrera's at the free throw line, where she'll be shooting 2 shots for the Patriots. Cabrera's has not scored yet this evening.
Taryn Ottoman with her first foul of the ball game.
Not a lot of fouls, I believe. They've only committed, I think,
5
team fouls in the whole game. Cabrera shooting 2 shots here for the Patriots with a minute 48 to go. The first free throw is up and good. That cuts the lead back to 8 once again at 33-25. Remember, the winner of this one gets to face Sacred Heart tomorrow night at 8:15 in the championship. Cabrera's second shot is up. It's good also. She hit them both. This game still isn't decided, John. It's a 7-point contest, 33-26, a minute 47 to go. Brooklyn Barons across the timeline. Baseline left side. Feeds it to the right side. Lowliness back up to the top of the key. Handling the ball is Ottoman. Dos Santos comes after Ottoman. Now reaches in on her and will have a whistle and a foul called on Dos Santos. And I believe we'll put Ottoman at the line.
That'll be Dos Santos' second foul. The next one will put Johnson Brock in the double bonus the rest of the game.
Ottoman at the line. Shooting 1-1. She's made a basket full of free throws in this one. What has she got? 8 out of 9? Is that right, John? Shot is up and good. I think she's 9 out of 10 right now, if I've been adding them up right, from the free throw line.
So, 9 in a row, 9 out of 10.
Yep. Another shot coming here. Back to an 8-point lead now, 34-26, with a minute 33 to play. Shot is up, and this one is good also. Got them both. All right. Full court pressure now, and oh, she stepped over the line. Baseline infraction on the inbound pass by Aisha Dos Santos.
Just a good, quick changeup pace of the defense.
That's what it was. All right, Ottoman will inbound it. She'll stand baseline right side under her own backboard. Gets it into Buckmeyer. Brooklyn Buckmeyer is trapped down there. Bounce pass finds Ottoman. Ottoman just dribbles out of traffic and brings it up toward the top and gets the pass to the top of the key to Brooklyn Barons. A minute 23 to go. Clock running out here. Time running out on the Patriots. This is Brooklyn Buckmeyer with the basketball all the way to the corner. Buckmeyer tried to feed it inside. Stepped on the baseline. It'll be a turnover. And she'll give the basketball back to the Lady Patriots. 1:15 to go in this one. Stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have you a complete rundown, let you know how your favorite player did tonight, points-wise and otherwise. Driving lay-in at the other end. Basket is good. Whistle and a foul. Manati got the driving layup and drew the personal foul.
Foul on Brooklyn Buckmeyer. What's the one thing you don't want to do if you're Johnson Brock? Put him in the line.
Now, that's the last thing you want to have happen here. So at the free throw line will be Isabella Minotti. She'll be shooting the and one after she got the layup. The lead is down to 7 now. She can cut it to 6 if she hits this one. Minotti looks to the hoop. The shot is up. It's good. It's a 6-point ball game with a minute and 11 seconds to play. 1:11 on the clock. Inbound the pass to Brooklyn Barons. Back to Helly Rasmussen. Rasmussen down court has Ottoman. Ottoman holds it up and comes to the top of the key to Rasmussen. To the near side. They give it to Brooklyn Barons. They're going to have to come out and chase after Brooklyn Barons to foul her. Barons just dribbles away from everybody and got away. Still no whistle. We're down to 52 seconds inside of a minute. Yeah, Ottoman says, come and foul me. And that's what they did. The foul is going to be on Pastrello.
Pastrello will pick up her third foul of the ball game.
Taryn Ottoman has hit 10 out of 11 from the line. Timeout taken on the floor by Parkview with 48 seconds to play. It's a 6-point contest. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Come you back inside the Beatrice City Auditorium. 48 seconds left to play on the game clock here in regulation. Your Johnson Brock Eagles, 48 seconds away from reaching the championship game of the A Division. They're up by 6 right now, 35-29. When play is resumed, we will have Taryn Ottoman at the line where she has hit 10 out of 11. She's made 10 in a row. This shot is up and good. She's now 11 out of 12. After missing her first one, she's made 11 straight free throws. And that is a big difference in a 36-29 ball game, John.
Yes, it is.
Taryn Ottoman. Second attempt is on the way. It's up, and it's good, of course. She got it down. What a job at the line tonight for Taryn Ottoman. 37-29. The lead is 8 for the Eagles. Driving lay-in up off the glass and good. That was quick. Manati answered very quickly with a driving layup at the other end. Full court pressure now by the Patriots. Brooklyn Barons gets tackled and goes to the floor. That foul is going to be on Manati, and that's her 5th, John. She'll foul out of the ball game. She finishes the game in double figures with 10 points tonight. It's a six-point contest, 37-31. Johnson Brockie goes up by six, 35 seconds to play. At the line, Brooklyn Barons shooting two. The first one is up and off, no good. Brooklyn has now made two out of five from the charity stripe tonight. She has 4 points in the ballgame. She'll get a second shot here. It's a double bonus. There's more than 10 team fouls. Barron's second free throw is up, and it's off also. Couldn't get it. Rebound Patriots. Hey, there's 33 seconds to go. Here they come down quickly, driving lay-in up. Off, no good. Rebound Ottoman. That was a big miss. If that one falls, things get a little sticky here. With the basketball is Barron's to the right side. Rasmussen. Rasmussen holds the ball. Now they reach in, and a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Luol. Nia both. Luol picks up the personal. This time at the free throw line for Johnson Brock will be Helly Rasmussen. Helly has not been to the line yet tonight. She has 4 points on a pair of field goals, but the clock is down to 17 seconds to go. Shooting two is Rasmussen. The first one is up and good. And the lead is back to seven, so it's a three-possession ball game, John, and only 17 seconds to play. Things looking pretty good for the Eagles. Second shot is up and good also. Rasmussen made them both. Free throws have been the difference here in this second half, without a doubt, John.
Sure, yeah.
Johnson Brock with only 6 points from the field in the entire second half. Driving lane at the other end, up and good. Getting the basket is Merrill Paul. I'll tell you, these Patriots don't go away. The buzzer's going to sound, and there's your ball game. Your final score, Johnson Brock, 39-33. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with our post-game show, a rundown of all the individual numbers after this 2-minute break. You've been enjoying Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Employees at FAST get amazing benefits, medical and dental at no cost to you, life and vision insurance, flex spending and health savings, paid time off, tuition reimbursement, and on-the-job training to further your career and pay, bonus opportunities and stock ownership. What more can you ask for? Apply at workatfast.com. FAST is an equal opportunity employer.
FAST Global Solutions, global presence with small-town spirit.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Sunny 101.3.
Back to the Beatrice City Auditorium, where your Johnson Brock Eagles have just earned their way into the championship game of the E Division of the Mudecas Tournament, as they have picked up a win over Parkview Christian, a hard-fought contest, John, 39-33, a six-point win. Here to take a look at all the numbers is John Nixon.
In the ballgame for Parkview Christian, they now are 11-4 on the year, half of those losses to Johnson Brock. It is 10 points each for Isabella Minotti and Maria Pastrello in the game. 5 for Aisha DeSantos, 6 for Merrill Paul, and 2 points for Priscilla Cabrales. They go 4 of 7 at the line in the ball game. For Johnson Brock in the contest tonight, they're led by Taryn Ottoman. I've got her 16 points, 12 of 13 free throws and 13 rebounds the ball game.
What a night.
8 points for Natalie Knippelmeyer, 6 more for Hallie Rasmussen, 4 for Brooklyn Behrens, 3 for Chloe Weiss, and 2 more for Natalie Clark. Johnson Brock in the fourth quarter knocked down 13 of 17 free throws and went 17 of 23 in the game. A 13-point advantage at the free throw line, Randy.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you only score 6 points from the field in the entire second half, but you come out and get 17 points from the free throw line, that makes a difference because your opponent went 5 out of 7 for the free throw line in the second half. Your final score tonight, 39-33. That means the Johnson Brock girls will now face the Sacred Heart Irish tomorrow night at 8:15 in the girls' A division championship. John, we're going to pack things up here now so I can move across the street, get over to the Beatrice Middle School. We invite you to stay tuned here to Sunny 101.3. We'll have the Bonnie City Indians versus the Exeter Milligan Timberwolves. That game is